Welcome back to Inside Agriculture for May 21st, 2020. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. Shauna Olson will be joining us shortly. The Department of Agriculture's Farm Service Agency announced this week that March triggered the first payment to dairy farmers enrolled in the Dairy Margin Coverage Program. The March income over feed cost was a margin of $9.15 per hundredweight. Current projections indicate that the DMC payment is likely to trigger every month for the remainder of 2020, a different expectation from last July when some market models had forecast no program payments for 18 months. FSA Director Richard Fordyce says the payment comes at a critical time for many dairy producers, noting it's the first payment to dairy producers in 7 months. The COVID-19 pandemic has caused severe impacts across America's agriculture economy, and that's why a group of senators led by Wisconsin Democrat Tammy Baldwin introduced the Farming Support to States Act. The legislation would provide states access to immediate, flexible funding to aid for responding to urgent and emerging issues caused by the COVID-19 pandemic. Baldwin says the bipartisan bill, which has a companion bill in the House, is needed.
We are seeing disruptions to our food supply chain, not just in the Midwest, but really across the country. And those of us who represent rural states understand, because we hear these stories every day. And there's a lot of hardship, there's a lot of crisis. Our farmers and our food workers really are serving this country right now because they do essential work every day to feed the country. But they are definitely seeing and feeling the dire economic impacts of this pandemic.
The bill would provide $1 billion for food and agriculture aid to states. The USDA would allocate funds to all states and territories, with substantial funding targeted to states based on their contributions to regional and national food systems. Even though North Dakota and South Dakota have not been hit by major river flooding this year, some Midwest rivers are at record to near record high water levels. USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey has more.
For example, in northern Illinois, the upper reaches of the Illinois River are experiencing near record to record flooding. Early Tuesday, the Illinois River at Morris, Illinois, crested nearly 9 feet above flood stage. And that is less than an inch below the high water mark that was established during a flood event in April of 2013. And it does represent the second highest water level on record in that location. We're also seeing a number of other rivers in southern Wisconsin and northern Illinois with significant to near record flooding as well. And so it is going to take a few days for this moisture to work its way out of the system into the larger rivers.
We'll be back with more Inside Agriculture coming up in just a moment.